I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times.
We are going to Chongqing Special Noodles in San Gabriel.
Without knowing anything, it sounds really good because of the word special.
The word special because of Chongqing, because there is nothing in the world that spicy noodles do not make better almost immediately.
Okay, so what are Chongqing noodles?
Chongqing being like the version of Sichuan that isn't Chengdu. I guess it's a separate state now, if you want to be official geographically. They are noodles in spicy broth with stuff on them. You know, there's obviously aromatics. There's obviously a lot of the Sichuan peppercorns as well as both, you know, fresh pickled dried peppercorns.
Is it one of those bowls that looks scary when it comes to the table? I meaning, in this context, just so much chili that you're afraid to put it in your mouth.
Actually, there is one of the noodles there that's like a sweet and sour noodle that does look absolutely lethal. But fortunately, it's not nearly as hot as it looks.
A sweet and sour noodle. I don't know that I've ever had a sweet and sour noodle.
This restaurant actually does quite a few sweet and sour things. One of my favorite things there is called a Yupo noodle, which is thick, handmade noodle, very chewy, very doughy. And it's not in a soup. It's in just a bowl, but it's garnished with, you know, vinegar and scallions and garlic and some but not a huge amount of chili.
Sounds wonderful.
I like the cold noodles there, which are, you know, I guess cold noodles that are tossed with stuff. You knew I was going to say that. They're noodles, but cold.
What kind of noodles are we talking about? Are they all the same or are they varied?
They have a few different types. One are thin, sort of yellowy colored wheat noodles. They have the hand cut noodles. And my favorite probably are the hand pulled noodles, which are resilient. They're very chewy. They have that look of like a telephone line, like reconfigured by an abstract artist. Because they vary in width quite a lot. This restaurant split off from a place in Rosemead nearby called Best Noodles. Just try looking that up on the internet.
Did it split off or did the chef leave?
The chef left. And the chef went to Chongqing Special Noodles.
Special. He went from being best to being special.
So special. And this restaurant, unlike Best Noodle at the moment, has a lot of dishes that aren't necessarily noodles. So there's a version of the fried chicken with chili that's everybody's favorite dish at a Sichuan restaurant. You know, if you're looking for the favorite Sichuan dishes of everybody, the mapo tofu is fine. The twice-cooked pork is a little bit better. Do you like twice-cooked pork?
Who doesn't like twice-cooked pork?
I did this panel with Sichuan chefs about a month ago for the Times Food Bowl. At one point, I asked the chefs on the panel what their favorite Sichuan dish was. Every single one of them said twice-cooked pork.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan.
I'm glad to be here, Evan.
That's Jonathan Gold on Chongqing Special Noodles in San Gabriel. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.